This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. European Union leaders met Thursday to discuss the 27-nation bloc's lagging coronavirus vaccination effort as concerns mount that new variants might spread faster than authorities can adapt. The leaders met via video conference to discuss ways to ease production bottlenecks and speed the rollout of vaccines, as well as the severity of restrictions that should remain in place to halt the spread of the virus, which has killed more than 515,000 people across the 27-nation bloc. The European Commission has sealed deals with several companies for well over 2 billion vaccine shots. Only three have been authorized, shots from Pfizer-BioNTech, Moderna, and AstraZeneca. Officials say the Johnson & Johnson vaccine could be approved next month. The World Health Organization's Europe unit is reporting that about 1 in 10 people who contracted COVID-19 continue to show persistent ill health 12 weeks after infection. Speaking to reporters from WHO's Europe office in Copenhagen, Denmark, Dr. Hans Kluge, the head of WHO Europe, said the coronavirus was still spreading at very high rates across the 53-country European region.
The SARS-CoV-2 virus continues to spread at very high rates across Europe, with two variants of concern continuing to displace other variants, increasing their reach and challenging us to continue to do more.
In a policy brief released Thursday, WHO Europe urged policymakers to do more to deal with and treat long COVID, which can bring symptoms like severe fatigue, chest pain, heart inflammation, loss of smell, and ringing in the ears. This is VOA News. Armenia's prime minister accused top military officers on Thursday of attempting a coup after they demanded he step down, adding fuel to months-long protests calling for his resignation following the nation's defeat in a conflict with Azerbaijan over the Nagorno-Karabakh region. The demonstrations began immediately after Prime Minister Nikol Pashinyan signed a November 10th peace deal that saw Azerbaijan reclaim control over large parts of Nagorno-Karabakh and surrounding areas that had been held by Armenian forces for more than a quarter century. In response, the general staff called for Pashinyan's resignation, but the prime minister doubled down and dismissed the chief of the general staff. On Thursday, the prime minister addressed supporters in the country's capital, criticizing the military and urging soldiers to only follow his orders. He described the military's action as a coup attempt. A crisis over the supply of medical oxygen for coronavirus patients has struck in Africa, AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Experts say warnings went unheeded at the start of the pandemic, and doctors say shortages of oxygen have led to unnecessary deaths. The head of the Africa Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has told reporters medical oxygen is a huge critical need across the continent, and that it's the main reason virus patients are more likely to die there than elsewhere. Some desperate families of patients have turned to the black market for the life-saving oxygen. The gap in availability is now being looked upon as one of the defining health equity issues of the pandemic era. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Facebook on Thursday said it had banned Myanmar's military from using its Facebook and Instagram platforms with immediate effect. As Reuters' Brian Wood reports, the move comes as weeks of mass demonstrations continued in the Southeast Asian country after the military seized power earlier this month.
Facebook's ban came due to what the company calls, quote, severe human rights abuses and a clear risk of future military-initiated violence. The company added it would also ban advertisements from all military-linked commercial entities. The army detained Democratic Party leaders earlier this month, including the popular figure Aung San Suu Kyi, after alleging fraud in the November election, in which Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy had won in a landslide.
That's Reuters' Brian Wood. Be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.